For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen. Just hours away from his scheduled execution, Missouri death row inmate Alan Nicholson is optimistic that his life will be spared. Nicholson is scheduled to die by injection at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday for the 1994 murder of Richard Drummond, a businessman killed by Nicholson and two other men after Drummond stopped to offer assistance when Nicholson's car stalled on Interstate 70 in mid-Missouri. A three-judge panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted a stay on Monday, and Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster appealed, seeking a hearing before the full appeals court. By mid-afternoon, no decision on the appeal has been made. Nicholson's attorney, Jennifer Herndon, says the 41-year-old inmate is in good spirits and happy, even as plans for the execution continue. The Missouri Supreme Court has again upheld a law requiring unaccredited school districts to pay for students who choose to attend elsewhere. The court's unanimous decision earlier today applies to the Kansas City School District and its suburban neighbors. A similar ruling earlier this year dealt with St. Louis area schools. A 1993 Missouri law requires unaccredited school districts to cover the costs for students to attend nearby accredited schools. Kansas City School District has been unaccredited since 2012, but student transfers have been on hold because of the legal challenge. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon chose a monument to the space race manufacturing boon as a backdrop to sign into law a $1.7 billion tax incentive package to lure aerospace giant Boeing to the state. The governor endorsed the tax breaks for production of the company's 777X jetliner this morning at a bill signing ceremony at the James S. McDonnell Planetarium in St. Louis's Forest Park. More than 100 civic and business leaders joined Nixon hour before Boeing's self-imposed deadline for offers from local and state governments across the country. The presumed manufacturing site is on the edge of Lambert St. Louis International Airport. A veteran Missouri lawmaker is taking issue with the way Governor Jay Nixon wants to fund construction for a new state psychiatric hospital in Fulton. On Monday, Nixon announced plans to raise the money through an appropriations bond issue, which he says does not require a vote of the people. But House member and fellow Democrat Chris Kelly of Columbia disagrees.
First thing is, what is an appropriation bond? It's a creature that doesn't exist in our law. The Constitution of Missouri sets out a way for the state to borrow, and it includes allowing the people to make that decision, not the governor, not the legislature.
Earlier this year, Kelly and Republican House Speaker Tim Jones co-sponsored a measure that would have required voter approval for issuing more than $1 billion in bonds for numerous state building projects, and that included brand new facilities for Fulton State Hospital. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.